Agents Farm Market, Odin Veterinarian Clinic, The Stitching Post, Lena Helms Orthodontist, Bowman's Market, Tailored Look, Odin Pharmacy Prescription Shop, Blesh Brothers Equipment in Odin, The Auto Clinic, Boyd Grain and Trucking, Odin Family Dentistry, Davies County Chamber of Commerce, Buchanan Mechanical, Davies County Right to Life, Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington, Jones & Sons Concrete and Masonry Products, and Anna Lou Chapman, your RE/MAX broker in Washington. Now with no further delay, it's the 2017 Davies County Fair Queen Contest.
Good evening. Welcome to the Davies County Fair. We are going to, at the end of the evening, crown our 2017 Miss Davies County Fair Queen. So I hope all of you are ready to be entertained this evening. First of all, I'd like to introduce Miss Jonna Stafford. She is going to be the MC this evening. She's going to have some help from some other girls that have also been in the program with us here. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your evening. Thank you.
First, I would like to bring up Miss Lauren Andis. She's from Washington, Indiana. She is the daughter of Miss Sally Doyle and Mr. Bob Andis. Lauren is sponsored by Lauren's Landscaping and Bowling Chiropractic. All right, Lauren, you can go ahead and escort your parents off the stage. Lauren is the CEO and owner of and working of Lauren's Landscaping. She is wearing her Lauren's Landscaping work shirt, a pair of denim jeans, boots, and is carrying a hard hat. As an owner and a worker, her tasks include gassing and oiling saws, running a skid steer, pulling brush, and keeping the customer satisfied. Alongside of work, she is also the president of Hatchets Helping Hatchets, a class officer in student council, beta, and CEO, and is a multi-sport athlete. Thank you, Lauren. Next, we have Miss Kelly Garcia of Washington, Indiana. She is the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Jose and Ramona Garcia. Kelly is sponsored by Cherry Ghost Coffee House. All right, Kelly, you can go ahead and escort your parents off of the stage. Kelly's outfit reflects what she loves to do, dance. She has been dancing at Step and Style for 14 years. She has been dancing since she was 3. She does 3 of different types of dancing, tap, jazz, and ballet. Her favorite is jazz. A great moment she has for dancing is Step and Style on stage for every recital and just dancing her heart out. Thank you, Kelly. Next up, we have Miss Grayson Jarrett from Washington, Indiana. She is the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Jeff and Chris Jarrett. All right, Grayson, you can go to escort your parents off the stage. Grayson was selected as a 2017 Agriculture Ambassador for Purdue University. She is wearing her official Purdue polo shirt, a pair of denim jeans, and boots. As an Ag Ambassador, her duties include leading campus tours for parents, visitors, and prospective students. She also represents the College of Agriculture at information fairs, giving presentations about careers in agriculture and college life. In addition to serving as an Ag Ambassador, Greg also is involved in Purdue's National Agri-Marketing Association, Rising Professionals, Chi Omega Sorority, and was a 10-year 4-H member here in Daviess County. Some of her fondest memories are showing sheep and cattle here at the county fair as a child. Thank you, Grayson. Now our three contestants are going to go get ready for their speeches, and I'd like to bring up Miss Patty Newton to introduce our judges.
Good evening, everyone. Tonight I'll first be introducing the judges. Our first judge tonight is Cheryl Noonan. She is married to Doug Noonan, and they have 5 kids, 4 boys and 1 girl. She also has 2 grandkids. She works at Sodeco at VU as a supervisor and a manager at North Knox. She plays co-ed ball and belongs to many different organizations and does a lot of volunteer work. Our second judge tonight is Haley Curry. She's a 19-year-old freshman at Vincent University. She is currently studying general studies and nursing. She's a 10-year member of 4-H and a 10-year swine showman. She graduated North Knox High School in 2016. We also have Kristen Downen. She was Miss Knox County 2015. She's a senior at Indiana State University, majoring in elementary education. She's a 10-year 4-H member from Knox County also. She's currently a 4-H summer intern in Knox County. She graduated from South Knox High School in 2015. Those are our judges for this evening. Also, I will be introducing the Fair Queens sponsors. First, we'd like to thank Eastside Vet Clinic, Hans Termite and Pest Control, Jones and Sons, Eaton Monument, Edward D. Jones, Boyd Grain, Cherry Ghost Coffee House, Lauren's Landscaping, Bowling Chiropractic Clinic, M&M Catering, Daviess County Fair Board, WAMW Radio, Eleanora Fire Station, The Odin Journal, Washington Times Herald, Myers Flower Shop, Thompson Insurance, The Tailored Look in Washington, Casey's General Store in Odin, The Produce Patch, The End Zone, Hank's Market in Washington, Donaldson's Insurance, A&R Home Center, and we'd also like to thank the fair sponsors, the VFW in Odin, the Daviess County Chamber of Commerce, DLC Media, the White River Co-op, Derby Fire and Safety, and the Waggler Competition. Now, next, I will be introducing the 2015 Daviess County Fair Queen, Jordan Carr, to talk about the Queen's Tea.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jordan Carr, and I was the 2015 Daviess County Fair Queen. And I'm here to talk about this year's Queen's Tea. This year's Queen's Tea will be July 22nd at 11 a.m. here in Elnora at the Community Building. It is $20 per child. The little queens will get to dress up and hang out with past queens and contestants, take pictures with them, and eat lunch with them. They learn manners and how to sit, walk, talk, and act like a lady. They do crafts, they make crowns, get their nails done, all kinds of fun stuff. So be on the lookout on the Fair Facebook page and also Memories 107.9 closer to time for further information on that. Once again, it's scheduled for July 22nd at 11 a.m., and it'll be tons of fun, so you should definitely consider signing up. Thank you. And now here is Ellie Jarrett. And here is Kay Stafford.
I'm sorry, thank you. I need to introduce to you our Miss Davies County 2016. Oh, wait a minute. We're going to do our big queen first, okay? Miss Carrie Lane. Carrie's just coming out to say hi tonight for a few minutes, and then she's going to go back and change, and she will come out near the end of our program and do her final walk and give her speech. So let's all give Carrie a big round of applause. She's been a wonderful queen this year. Thank you so much, Carrie. Then I have a little Miss 2016 I would like to introduce to you. Could you come here, please? Would you like to tell them your name and why you're here this evening?
Hi, I'm Abby, and I am here to crown the new Little Miss.
Well, we're going to crown the new Little Miss on Wednesday, but what are you going to do for us this evening?
I'm going to sing One Pair of Hands.
She's going to be our entertainment this evening while our judges are counting up and tallying up their votes. So if Miss Abby would like to take a seat until our judges are finished and our contest is nearing the end. Whenever they go to tally up their votes, Abby is going to be so kind to sing for us. Okay? So if you girls would like to come on up, and the gentleman's going to set up our stage for the first girl to give her speech. The girls are giving a speech tonight on who or what was the biggest food producer in Davies County. Every year, I give them a different title. Try to think of something that they have to research, they have to do some work on. So they have had to think about that. They've had to get some input from different people in town. They've had to research it. So you're going to hear some numbers tonight. So hopefully you will listen to their speeches. Hopefully you're going to learn something tonight by the end of the night about the food producers of Davies County. Each one of the girls was told to bring props. And if they brought props and put them up, that would help a little bit and maybe set the stage for their speech. So as you can see, yes, they do have props. So I think our first girl is about ready to come up. Ellie, would you like to come up and introduce the first girl for speeches?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming out to the Davies County Fair tonight. My name is Ellie Jarrett. I was your 2013 Miss Davies County, and I have the honor and pleasure of introducing these ladies tonight as they give their lovely speeches. So, up first, we have Miss Kelly Garcia. Kelly is the daughter of Ramona and Jose Garcia from Washington, Indiana. In her free time, Kelly likes to do different DIY projects, draw, go running. She loves watching Disney movies, and her favorite artist and song is 21 Pilots. Kelly, here you go.
Good evening, everyone. I hope you guys are having a fun night. And, yeah. I'm going to start out my speech asking... I'm going to start out with two questions. One, what is Davies County's most prosperous food industry? And two, why am I here in Davies County? That second one sounds a bit funny, but please bear with me. Don't you ever go to the store and wonder where any of the meat comes from? Yeah, I don't either. I usually just eat what my parents give me. But once I did more research about where all of our food comes from in Davis County, I found out most of our food comes from Purdue factories. Arthur W. founded this poultry company in 1920, and it was later passed down to his son, Frank Purdue. Back then, the working conditions weren't something that you call the greatest. It was very corrupt and was not very safe for the workers. I'm glad to see that they have made great improvements, like they have a great insurance policy, and along with that, they have their very own clinic inside that's free for families and workers. Purdue has over 2,000 contracts with farms. One of these farms is ran by Mike and Patty Foos in Montgomery. They raise over 35,000 to 40,000 turkeys a day. They are fed with antibiotic-free foods, but they didn't remove this food till 2014. Once the turkeys are fully grown, they are brought to Purdue where they are killed. They kill over 30,000 turkeys a day, or at least that's what my father tells me. Purdue sells all their turkeys all over the country because only two factories produce or distribute turkeys. So with that said, why am I here? I was born in Chicago, Illinois, and my father worked in a glove factory for a while until they ran out of business. He was struggling hard to find a job and maintaining his family. So he moved here to Washington to find a job. He was living with my cousin at the time. He found a job at Purdue, and we were so grateful to hear that. So soon after that, we moved to Washington, Indiana, and this is where we've been ever since. So not only has Purdue Farms affected Davis County in good ways, it has also affected me personally. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, before we bring out our next contestant to give her speech, I'm going to share with you some of the events that we have going on later on this week at the fair so that you can continue coming back to all the wonderful events. Tonight, we are here at our Keentown Test, but tomorrow you're going to want to come back because the Davies County Dance Academy will be performing here at the bandstand at 6:30. We're also going to be having those pedal tractor pulls in the commercial building at 7:30. You're not going to want to miss that. On Wednesday, we have our Little Miss and Mr. Contest back here at the bandstand at 7. Farm stock tractor pulls will start at 7:30, and Eddie Carson will be performing here at the bandstand at 8 o'clock. On Thursday nights, we have the dog agility show happening at 6 o'clock, and Jim and Lionel Woolsey are performing here at the bandstand at 7. On Friday, we have some garden tractor pulls taking place at 7, and Gerald Tipton is performing here at the bandstand at 7:30. Saturday is a jam-packed day for the fair. We have the Jackpot Beef Show happening at 1 o'clock, a parade at 5, the baby show at 6:30 here at the bandstand, the demo derby at 7:30, and Haywire performing to close out our fair at 7:30. Every night, the commercial building is going to be open at 6 o'clock, so there's going to be lots going on. The rides will be open. Food is here, so you're not going to want to miss any of the nights. All right, up next, I have the pleasure of introducing Miss Grayson Jarrett. She's the daughter of Jeff and Christine Jarrett here in Washington. Grayson enjoys in her free time spending time with family and friends, showing cattle, and reading. Grayson, the stage is yours.
Good evening. I'd like to talk to you guys tonight about something that is near and dear to all of us, and that subject is food. As we can smell the many tempting treats that surround us here tonight at the Davies County Fair, I'd like to discuss the importance of agriculture here in Davies County and the role that we play in not only feeding our county and state, but also the world. Now, it comes as no surprise to anyone driving through the area that we are leaders in corn production. My family's home is surrounded on all sides by corn. However, what may surprise you, though, are the many other areas of agricultural production that far surpass our corn production. For all the corn and soybeans that you see around us, surprisingly, that only makes up 42% of Davies County's contribution to the state's economy. The remaining 58% comes from livestock production. According to the 2012 USDA Census of Agriculture, Davies County is 12th in the state for grain production, but we are number 2 in the state for turkey production. Now, I know we've all driven out in the country past those long turkey barns, and I'm pretty sure all of you have probably complained about the smell as the farmers clean those barns out to fertilize their fields. However, despite that foul smell, Purdue Turkey Farms has a far greater positive impact on our local economy. With over 800 associates working at our local Purdue turkey processing plant, Purdue has a $260 million impact on our local economy. That makes up more than half of the $307 million that Purdue contributes to the state of Indiana. Not only is Purdue providing jobs for many in the county, they also provide many benefits and opportunities for their Davies County employees. First, employees receive health insurance with a full prescription plan, access to an on-site wellness center, and a 401k with a company match. Purdue also offers many training opportunities that allow for employee advancement within the company. As a company that places a high value on safety, Purdue exceeds the average safety record for their manufacturing sector. In addition, their open door policy and peer review processes allow Davies County employees to express their concerns and be heard, even on a corporate level. Now, Purdue doesn't just positively impact our economy. They also provide a lot of support to our community. Purdue believes in being responsible members of the communities where they do business. Our local Purdue Turkey Plant sponsors the Davies County Community Foundation, Relay for Life, the Powerhouse, and many more. In fact, you may have seen Purdue Turkey Farms written on the back of your child's Little League jersey in the past few years. As supporters of many local organizations, Purdue has had a significant impact here. Now, agriculture has always played an important role in my life personally. I am currently double majoring in ag business and animal science at Purdue University, and I even started my own small agricultural business in high school, Grayson's Quality Farm Meats. As a Purdue University College of Agriculture student, I know that I will be going into an industry that faces the challenge of feeding an ever-growing world population while reducing our environmental impact. Many people out there believe that this has to be a huge global solution. However, those same people often overlook that the small rural communities such as our own and the effect that we can have on feeding the world. As I told you, Purdue Turkey Farms has had an incredible impact on our local economy and our communities. However, Purdue has an even greater significant national and global impact. In just the small town of Washington, each week, Purdue incubates 240,000 eggs and processes 175,000 turkeys. Serving retail and food service customers across the world, Purdue Turkey Farms each week produces and ships out 5.8 million pounds of protein. By providing jobs and local jobs and supporting the community, Purdue Farms is helping to make Davies County an even better place to live. Thank you.
Great job, Grayson. All right, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, how about this weather? I do not think we could have better weather for tonight. Not too hot. There's a breeze going. Great. While we are setting up for our next contestant to come up and give her speech, I wanted to share a little bit with you guys about what all these girls have to prepare to do in order to get ready for this big night. These girls spend a lot of time at different practices, different meetings all throughout the summer leading up to tonight. They have to do different things to practice, learn how to walk, do different things to kind of prepare themselves for the events that they'll be completing this week during the fair, and for the girl, whoever is chosen to go on to the state fair. They spend a lot of time prepping with their speeches. You saw the speeches that are going on, the props that they've had to get ready for that. They are helping with the little Miss to Mister contest. They had a luncheon with their judges where they had previous interviews, different things like that. So they have been working really, really hard to get prepared for tonight. So let's go ahead and give them another round of applause and thank them for all their hard work. All right, ladies and gentlemen, next up, I would like to introduce Miss Lauren Andis. Lauren is the daughter of Sally Doyle and Bob Andis. She is going to be a senior at Washington High School here in Washington. Her favorite book is The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, and in her free time, she enjoys playing the piano, running track, playing soccer, and hanging out with friends and family. Lauren?
Mr. Turkey down there is still awake.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the 2017 Davies County Fair. I would like to thank you all for coming out tonight and supporting the Queen Contest. Over the past couple of weeks, we have been given the task to write a speech over who is the biggest food supplier in Davies County. So, I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about that. Business and industry in Davies County is diversifying. The local area is known for its entrepreneurial spirit as well as business growth. Many successful and creative businesses dot the landscape here in Davies County, and one of those being Purdue Foods. Purdue is the largest food supplier here in Davies County. Starting back in 1920 by Arthur Purdue, it has quickly made its way to the fifth largest turkey plant in the United States. And let me tell you, those turkeys go around faster than they do on the table at Thanksgiving dinner. Now, Purdue doesn't just get its name the biggest food supplier for no reason. Before even reaching the plant, their turkeys are bred, hatched, and sent to all the local farmers by none other than Purdue themselves. That's right, you heard me. They are bred, sent to Purdue's own hatchery, which is in Vincennes, and then to all the local farm families here in Davies and surrounding counties, which in total of them is 175. Once the toms and hens are all grown up, then they are sent to the processing plant where all the real action happens. So, with all this action happening, who's doing all the work? Well, there's about 1,000 workers employed by Purdue, which includes the live production as well. Currently at the plant, there's about 850 workers, and everyone is always working. With the help of automation, they go through about 35,000 turkeys a day. And if you total that up, that's about 175,000 turkeys a week. There's normally about 800 toms and about 1,400 hens on a truck. So as soon as the truck arrives, the processing begins. Upon arrival, the turkeys go through a process of being stunned. This doesn't kill them, but merely puts them unconscious to where they're not going to wake up. This is beneficial to the workers because they're not having to put up a fight to get the turkeys out of the truck. After being put on the line, then they proceed to the kill, scalding, and picking. This is just where the bird is heated up, and then its feathers are loosened to where they're easily picked off. Following the pickers, the next fragment, which is probably the most intriguing, is the evisceration line. This is just where the turkey's guts are drawn out by a labor vacuum system. These turkeys are still very hot from the scalding, so to cool them down, they go through chillers for about 3.5 hours. The chillers get the bird from about 100 degrees to about 45 degrees. And after time is up, the deboning and separation starts. The deboning and separation is just where the dark and white meat are separated for the mixing task. Mixing is just the mixing of the meat and other natural ingredients. And then finally, you and I's favorite part, the packaging. The meat goes on a conveyor and into various size packages, into a box to be trucked to stores all over the country, from coast to coast. Throughout this whole process, there's USDA inspectors around each line, verifying to make sure each and every bird is wholesome and safe to go on furthermore.
Purdue strives to be the most trusted name in food and agricultural business, and by doing so, they have become the largest producer of antibiotic-free turkey in the whole country. Any turkey with Purdue's name on it, whether it's labeled or not, will be antibiotic-free. From the breeders to the hatcheries to the local farmers and finally to the plant, there is no doubt as to why Purdue is the largest food supplier here in Davies County. And hey, don't forget the most important part. As soon as we cook them up, into our bellies they go. Thank you.
Sponsors once again. First, I'd like to thank Eastside Vet Clinic, Hans Termite and Pest Control, Jones and Sons, Eaton Monument, Edward D. Jones, Boyd Grain, Cherry Ghost Coffee House, Lauren's Landscaping, Bowling Chiropractic Clinic, M&M Catering, Davies County Fair Board, WAMW Radio, Eleonora Fire Station, The Odin Journal, The Washington Times Herald, Myers Flower Shop, Thompson Insurance, The Tailored Look in Washington, Casey's General Store in Odin, The Produce Patch, The End Zone, Hank's Market in Washington, Donaldson's Insurance, A&R Home Center, and we'd also like to thank the fair sponsors, the VFW in Odin, Davies County Chamber of Commerce, DLC Media, White River Co-op, Derby Fire and Safety, and the Waggler Competition. Now I'd like to bring out Kay Stafford to introduce the 2016 Fair Queen.
Thank you, Patty. Once again, I would like to bring up our 2016 Miss Davies County Fair Queen, Miss Carrie Lane. Carrie has a speech prepared for us, and then she will take her final walk as Miss Davies County 2016. Here you are, Carrie. Thank you so much.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the 2017 Davies County Fair Queen Contest. Before I begin, I would like to formally express my thanks and gratitude to the numerous people who have helped me, encouraged me, and supported me along the way. First, I want to give a huge thank you to my parents, to my mom. Thank you for constantly dealing with my overdramatic self, but most importantly, thank you for playing such an active role in my reign as Fair Queen. Whether it was attending another county's fair, being co-partners at different community events, or listening to my speeches over and over again. Dad, thank you for being my Prince Charming. Pageants and all things girly are far from your norm, but your support and encouragement never failed. I cannot think of a better chauffeur for all the parades I participated in. Next, I would like to thank Kay and the entire fair board. Without all of your hard work and dedication, the fair would not be possible. For months in advance, Kay has worked very hard to make this night so special for the girls, and she does it with little to no help. To my sponsor, Kyle Cornelius at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, your donation and support made this experience possible, and I am so very thankful for that. Thank you for going above and beyond with your support and encouragement throughout my entire reign as queen. Now to the rest of my family and friends, thank you. You are all a true blessing to my life. I may be biased, but I am convinced that I have the best fan club and support group. I couldn't have done it without all of your love and support. Throughout the night, we have been continuously thanking our wonderful sponsors, and that is because without them, this night would not be possible. I won't read off the entire list of sponsors, but know that your donation and support is very much appreciated. In addition to our sponsors, I would like to thank our three judges here with us tonight. because I know that it can't be an easy job. So again, thank you so much to our sponsors and judges. We literally cannot do it without you all. Finally, I would like to thank all of you who are in attendance tonight. From personal experience, it is very humbling to look out to the crowd and see so many familiar faces. I know that it is hot and starting to get late for some of you, but the girls and I truly appreciate all of your support. It is my privilege and honor to stand before you as the 2016 Miss Davies County Fair Queen. I have dreaded this day for a while now, but when I look back on my year as Fair Queen, I have nothing but good memories to remember for the rest of my life. Serving as Miss Davies County has truly been one of the greatest experiences. Never in a million years would I have guessed myself to run, let alone win, Miss Davies County, but I am so grateful for this opportunity. My reign has consisted of so many new adventures, and I have thoroughly enjoyed every minute of it. Among one of those adventures was starting up my own bakery, Carrie's Confections. Once receiving my title as Miss Davies County, I constantly asked myself, what do you want to be remembered for? After several weeks of thinking, the answer came easily. In fact, the answer to this question so happens to be one of my biggest passions, community service. Baking has always been one of my favorite hobbies, so I decided to use that talent for good. During the Thanksgiving holiday, I decided to bake and sell homemade pies. All proceeds from this fundraiser would help purchase Christmas gifts for the lesser fortunate children through an organization called Angel Trees. I baked 45 homemade pies and made over $600. Although I was super busy baking in the kitchen, I was not only able to buy Christmas gifts for a family at Angel Trees, I was able to buy Christmas gifts for four other families throughout the community. I enjoyed this project so much that I decided to continue this bake sale into the Christmas holiday. However, instead of pies, I sold homemade Christmas cookies. After baking nearly 100 dozen cookies, I raised $500 that would benefit Indiana State's Riley Dance Marathon, in which I was personally able to attend. Both of these organizations are ones that I hold very near and dear to my heart, and without all of my fellow sweet treat lovers, I wouldn't have been so successful. Now, as if my year couldn't get any better, I finally got to attend the Indiana State Fair Queen pageant at the beginning of January. Going into the contest, I was both nervous and excited. However, it turned out to be one of my favorite memories. Those 3 days spent at the state fairgrounds brought about confidence, memories, and new friendships. In my 19 years of living, I have never been to a bigger sleepover. Well, that's what it seemed to be anyways. Several of the friendships I created are friendships that will last a lifetime. In fact, I was excited to learn that one of them will be transferring to Indiana State this coming fall, and one of them lived one door down from my college dorm. Crazy, I know. Competing at the state fair was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and I am so glad I was able to represent the wonderful place I call home, Davies County. During my reign, I have grown and learned things I never would have imagined without being crowned Miss Davies County. This experience has taught me to take new risks and chances. It has taught me to put myself into awkward and uncomfortable positions. Paulo Freire once said, "No one is born fully formed. It is through self-experience in the world that we become what we are." These new experiences have helped shape me into a better person than I was a year ago. I have developed a sense of confidence that I never knew possible. There are not enough words or time to describe my year as Miss Davies County. Most importantly, though, I have grown to love and appreciate this small town even more than before. The outpouring of love, support, and encouragement throughout this past year has been so overwhelming, yet appreciated beyond words. Serving as the 2016 Miss Davies County Fair Queen has been a blessing and an honor. To wrap things up, I want to take this time to thank the community and the entire county for allowing me to serve and represent Davies County. This has truly been a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and I am so glad I was chosen to experience such a wonderful opportunity. My year as Miss Davies County has been a year-long memory that I will cherish and forever hold close to my heart. Although it saddens me that my time is limited to hours, almost minutes, I am confident that any of these three candidates will make the perfect new Miss Davies County Fair Queen. I have thoroughly enjoyed getting to know each and every one of them, and I can't wait to see what lucky girl will get to experience a journey of a lifetime. With a happy heart full of new memories, friendships, and adventures, it is my privilege to say one final time. My name is Carrie Lang, and I am your 2016 Miss Davies County Fair Queen. Thank you all so much.
Carrie Lane, 2016 Miss Davies County, as she takes her final walk. She has been a wonderful queen. Let's give her a round of applause. I think this is a more emotional night for the girls than the night they win. I think the night they leave, they leave with more emotions than they come into this with. She looks very beautiful. She's been a very beautiful and gracious queen. We've been very glad to have her. Thank you, Miss Carrie Lane, 2016 Miss Davies County. We love you. And now, before we go any further, I've got a little Miss 2016 Miss Davies County who's going to sing a song for me. Miss Abby Knepp, are you ready to sing a song? Okay. Do you have one song for us tonight or more? One. Okay. Would you like to sing it now? Okay. Do you want to take a little walk for us? Okay. You want to take the mic and go up to the center of the stage?
Warm pair of hands from the mountains, warm pair of hands from the sea, warm pair of hands made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. Warm pair of hands from the valleys, the ocean, the river, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heals the sick. One pair of hands raises the dead. One pair of hands calms the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Thank you. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands.
Thank you, Miss Abby Neff, 2016 Little Miss of Davies County. Okay, I would like now to introduce Jonna Stafford again. She's going to introduce our girls for, I believe, our last segment. Thank you.
First, I would like to introduce Miss Grayson Jarrett. She is sponsored by Boyd Grain. She's from Washington, Indiana, and she's 19 years old. She graduated from Washington Catholic High School, and she currently attends Purdue University. She's a dual major in agribusiness and animal science. She was a 2016 Lilly Scholarship recipient. She's a Purdue University College of Agricultural Presidential Scholar. She was a 10-year 4-H member, and she was the Washington Catholic Class of 2016 Valedictorian. Thank you, Grayson. Next up, we have Miss Lauren Andis. She is sponsored by Lauren's Landscaping and Bowling Chiropractic. She is from Washington, Indiana, and she is 17 years old. She's going to be a senior at Washington High School this coming year. Her future plans are to attend the University of Southern Indiana for dental hygiene. She was a 3-year track team member, 3 years for soccer. She was a 2-year cheerleader. She was in the Beta Club for 3 years, student council for 3 years. She was involved with Teen Court for 1 year. She's involved with Hatchets, Helping Hatchets. She was also involved with radio and TV class 1 year, CEO, DECA, and she was a class officer. Thank you, Lauren. Next up, we have Miss Kelly Garcia. She is sponsored by Cherry Ghost Coffee House. She is also from Washington, Indiana, and she is 16 years old. She will be going into her junior year at Washington Catholic High School this August. After graduating high school, she hopes to become a police officer. In school, she is involved in Beta Club. She's on the volleyball team and the cross-country team. She's also involved with Feed My Sheep, and her accomplishments are joining the Beta Club and her cross-country meets. Thank you, Kelly. Next, I'm going to do the on-stage questions. We're going to have Carrie read them to the girls.
Grayson, why did you run for Miss Davies County?
So that's actually a pretty easy answer for me. I ran for Miss Davies County because I had such great role models going before me. I have been attending the Davies County Fair for as long as I can remember, and as an exhibitor, a spectator, riding the rides and everything, and I always remember vividly coming to the Fair Queen Contest and seeing my various babysitters and older kids in our 4-H community who were running, and I knew that I wanted to do that and be that role model for kids someday. Thank you.
Thank you, Grayson. Lauren, what is your edge over the other candidates?
I would think my edge over the other candidates would have to be that I love to talk. And that is probably what you heard from my speech. If you want to talk to me, I mean, I could talk to you all day just about anything. So I think my edge over other candidates is that I love to talk, and I could talk about anything. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kelly, where do you see yourself in 15 years?
I see myself in 15 years, hopefully with a nice, loving family, having a great job maintaining them, and just having a great time. Thank you.
Thank you all so much.
Okay, do our judges need to leave the stage? Can they turn around? Yeah, would you like for them to, just want you to just take a walk, starting right here with Grayson, walk up to the front and take a turn. It's Grayson Jarrett. She is doing a little turn in front of the judges. And then Miss Lauren Gandis. She does a little turn in front of the judges. One last look at the girls. And thirdly, down there, we have Miss Kelly Garcia as she does her last walk for the judges. Thank you. Okay, would you judges like to be excused now to go make your decisions? You can go over to the office, please. And we will spend some time here telling you about other things we have going on at the fair. Ellie? For those of you who have not been to a queen contest before, now's the toughest time when our judges have to leave, go make their decisions. It's hard for the judges and it's hard for the girls up here. They have to stand here and try to be very still, smile, and pretend that they aren't nervous when they are very nervous. So you guys sit out there and enjoy the time, and please look up here at the girls and smile at them, because it's not easy for them to stand up here and look at you and smile the entire time that they're waiting. While we are waiting, we are going to tell you our sponsors one more time, and we're going to tell you what's going on at our fair this week. So, Ellie, if you would be so kind to tell us a list of our sponsors. We've got queen sponsors here and fair sponsors. Thank you.
All right, one more time. Our sponsors this year for the Fair Queen Contest specifically: Eastside Vet Clinic, Hands Termite and Pest Control, Jones & Sons, Eaton Monument, Edward D. Jones, Boyd Grain, Cherry Ghost Coffee House, Lauren's Landscaping, Bowling Chiropractic Clinic, M&M Catering, Davis County Fair Board, WAMW Radio, Elnora Fire Station, The Odin Journal, The Washington Times Herald, Myers Flower Shop, Thompson Insurance, Casey's General Store in Odin, The Produce Patch, End Zone in Washington, Hank's Market in Washington, Donaldson's Insurance, and A&R Home Center. We would also like to thank the people who sponsored the entire Davies County Fair. That's the VA Chamber of Commerce, the Davies County Chamber of Commerce, DLC Media, White River Co-op, Derby Fire and Safety, and Rogler Competition. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, while we have a little bit of a break, we are going to ask if there are any previous fair queens in the audience, that they go ahead and make their way to the back of the stage. We'd love to help have you guys come back and help feature you guys here on the stage tonight.
So if you are a previous fair queen in this county or in any county, so Chris Jarrett, looking at you. Trisha, I see you back there. Go ahead and come up. We're going to share some of our favorite memories of the fair. Also, if you were a runner-up at any fair, if you were a Miss Congeniality, a People's Choice, you are eligible to come up and share your favorite memories. We're going to go ahead and start off. Miss Carrie Lane, if you'd like to come on up. Our 2016 Miss Davies County, near and dear to all of our hearts. Carrie, tell us about your favorite memory here at the Davies County Fair and also at the State Fair.
So, my favorite memory at the Davies County Fair was just being able to walk around the fair, and literally everyone just looks at you in awe. You seriously feel like the biggest queen. And I think that was one of my favorite times because I just got to do that in the county that I call home, along with some girls that I really got to know and enjoy. And then at the State Fair, I would have to say that my favorite memory was, it was almost like I was back at a camp. We literally called it pageant camp. I stayed in a room with 13 other girls, and we stressed, we laughed, some of them cried over what was about to come. And that was just a great time to build new memories and friendships.
All right, we have a couple previous fair queens who are going to come up and share some of their memories with us. So if you'd like to step forward and introduce yourselves and then share where you were a fair queen, the year you served, and your favorite memory from your fair times.
My name is Chris Jarrett, and I was the Miss 1985, if you can imagine the hair, Owen County. And my favorite memory from that time, it was a lot of fun. Probably we used to have, it was kind of, it's a fun fair, but we actually had pig wrestling at our fair, and the queen did that too. So that was my favorite memory.
Thank you, Chris. Next contestants.
My name's Trisha Clausen, and I was Miss Davies County 1994, and my favorite memory was we used to pass out the ribbons at all of the livestock competitions, and that was always my favorite memory.
Thank you, Trisha.
I'm Heather Madison, and I was Miss Greene County 1990. And I came up here, one, to embarrass my daughter, because it's one of my favorite things. But one of my favorite memories, and it was really a lot of memories all wrapped into one, is in our county, we hadn't had a fair queen who was in 4-H for a long time. And I was the first one in a few years, and I'm going to tell you what, it was awesome. I did not wash one animal all week. All I had to do was smile and hand out ribbons, and I got ready to go in the ring, and my animals were groomed. It was great. And then also, I had a great experience last week in Greene County on Facebook. The gal that's running the pageant was trying to make a list of all the fair queens. And I got to talk to, on Facebook, several gals I had not talked to or even heard from in a long time. And the memories that you make at State Fair pageant and at the county pageant, they're just, they last a lifetime. And it brought back a lot of memories, and it's a lot of fun. So all of you girls sitting out there that haven't done this should, and good luck to whoever at the State Fair. Thanks.
Thank you so much. All right, Jordan, our 2015 Miss Davies County, tell us your favorite memory from the Davies County Fair and also from the State Fair.
My favorite memory from the Davies County Fair would be one time we had karaoke up here, and my court and I sang karaoke probably the entire night. Pretty sure we annoyed everyone at the fair, but it was fun for us. My favorite memory at the State Fair would have to be just meeting all the people that I met there. I was really nervous going into it, but I made a ton of friends, and we all made enough memories to last a lifetime. So that would be my favorite memory from the State Fair.
Thanks, Jordan. And since I made everybody else do it, I have to share mine. I was the 2013 Miss Davies County, and my favorite memory from the county fair was meeting all the little girls. When they come up to you, they think that you're a Disney princess because you're wearing a crown. And so someone gave me the idea to carry on a bag of little plastic crowns. So whenever I ran into a little girl who wanted to wear my tiara, I'd let her try it on, but I was also able to give her own little tiara to wear and remember after that. So whoever wins tonight, girls, that's a good idea to keep in mind
girls keep coming up to you and asking you if a princess. You know, it's correct them to say, well, actually, I'm a queen, but you can be a princess, too. My favorite memory from the state fair, leading up to the state fair, I traveled to a lot of the counties and got to become close friends with some of the girls who were queens in the surrounding counties. And so my favorite memory at the state fair was just getting to meet all the different girls and walk around the fair with them and enjoy that time. So I believe we still have a little time while our judges are deliberating. So we're going to take this moment now. We're going to turn back to you girls, but there's no pressure. The judges are gone, so you're not being judged right now. We want to hear from you guys about what was kind of your favorite. You guys spent a lot of time together leading up to this and all those meetings and all those practices. So let's share with the crowd, what did you enjoy most about your time preparing to this? Because you guys got to spend a lot of time together, got to know each other pretty well. Does anybody want to start us off?
So getting ready for this contest was a lot of fun. So we're obviously a pretty small group, so we got to know each other pretty well. Probably my favorite part about all of it is that we were all willing to help each other. It wasn't like a competition in the sense that, oh, I can't tell her what I'm doing because I don't want her to know. But actually, we would, since we all have the same speech topic, obviously there's only one greatest food supplier for Davies County. So we all kind of helped each other out, made sure we were on the same track. And so I think it was great that we got to get a lot closer. And also, it was friendly competition, so.
I do have to agree with Grayson on that. We weren't scared to share any information that, you know, we were all keeping because, I mean, we had to write a speech over turkeys. That's pretty hard if you ask me because, you know, we all had to do it. So, yeah, I think it was, like, you know, beneficial to all of us that we all, like, kind of, like, talked about what we're going to wear, you know, what we're going to do, how we're going to walk, what are we going to do when we look at the judges or something funny like that. And also just I love getting to know everyone. I've met both of them before, and we just got to know each other more and more over these past couple of weeks.
Me too. I have to agree with these girls too. My best part is that I actually got to make new friends, and that's really hard for me. And I'm glad that we had this great experience together. I love you guys.
Yeah, let's give her a round of applause. All right, and last but certainly not least, we want to hear from our 2016 Little Miss about her favorite part of the fair.
My favorite part about being at the fair is being here, making friends, and being with my family, and being here up on the stage.
You think that you'll want to be one of these ladies one day who runs for Fair Queen? I think you'll be great at it. Thank you so much. All right, everybody, I want to take another moment again to remind you of all the many events we have going on this whole week at the fair. It's going to be jam-packed with lots of activities, and there's going to be something here for everybody, so you're going to want to keep coming back as many nights as you can possibly make it. Every single day, starting tomorrow, our midway will open at 6 o'clock. So you'll have all the rides that you can ride. And the commercial building will also be opening at 6 o'clock as well. Tomorrow night, on Tuesday, June 20th, we have the Davies County Dance Academy, and they're going to be performing up here on the bandstand for us at 6:30. We're also going to have pedal tractor pulls in the commercial building at 7:30. On Wednesday, June 21st, we'll have our Little Miss and Mister contest right up here on the bandstand. We'll be crowning a new Little Miss and Mister, and that starts at 7 p.m. At 7:30, the farm stock tractor pulls will take place, and at 8 o'clock here on the bandstand, Eddie Carson will be performing. On Thursday, June 22nd, we have the dog agility show taking place at 6 p.m., and Jim and Lina Woosley will be performing up here on the bandstand at 7 p.m. On Friday, June 23rd, we have the garden tractor pulls taking place at 7 p.m., and Gerald Tipton will be performing up here on the bandstand at 7:30. On Saturday, June 24th, we have a jackpot beef show taking place at 1 p.m. in the arena, a parade starting at 5 p.m., the baby show happening up here on the bandstand at 6:30, the demo derby starting at 7:30, and Haywire will be performing on the bandstand at 7:30. I see our judges have returned, so we're going to get on with everyone's favorite part of the night, announcing our winners.
Okay, here is the best part of the night. At least for us, I don't know about the girls, but this is what you've waited for the past 2 or 3 months. So if everybody is ready, and our I started to say our past queen. She's not yet, but Miss Carrie Lane, 2016 Miss Davies County Fair Queen, is ready to put some banners on some girls and some crowns and give them some flowers. We're ready to go here. First of all, I would like to announce our People's Choice. People's Choice is Miss Kelly Garcia. Yay, Kelly. All right. Our girls voted for Miss Congeniality. And our Miss Congeniality 2017 is Grayson Jarrett. All right, Grayson. Grayson gets a plaque with hers. All right. Now, girls, our second runner-up. Our second runner-up for the 2017 Miss Davies County Fair is Miss Grayson Jarrett. Kind of hard to wear two sashes there, isn't it? Thank you, Miss Grayson Jarrett. Our first runner-up for 2017 Miss Davies County Fair Queen, Miss Kelly Garcia. And standing there in the middle, smiling from ear to ear, is, of course, our 2017 Miss Davies County Fair Queen, Miss Lauren Andes. Soon as Miss Davies County 2016 gets done pinning this sash on her and situating this crown on her head, which is a little harder than it looks for those of you who have never tried, we will let Miss Davies County 2017 take her walk. For those of you who aren't aware of what our girls are receiving as gifts this evening, our queen does receive a diamond necklace and a crown ring, among other gifts. So, I present to you Miss Lauren Andes, Miss Davies County 2017. Miss Lauren Andes, taking her first walk as Miss Davies County 2017. Thank you all for attending this evening. We'll have pictures. She needs her flowers, her bouquet. And then I think we'll be ready for the pictures and the pictures for the paper. Again, I present to you our court for 2017. Our queen, Miss Lauren Andes, our first runner-up, Kelly Garcia, and our second runner-up, Miss Grayson Jarrett. You will be seeing all the girls at the fair this next week. Come out and join us and enjoy the beautiful girls as well. They'll be here all week. Thank you all for coming to our Davies County Fair tonight and for coming to the Queen Contest. Thank you so much. Let's give them all a round of applause for being here this evening. Thank you.
You've been listening to the 2017 Davies County Fair Queen Contest on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Agents Farm Market, Odin Veterinarian Clinic, The Stitching Post, Lana Helms Orthodontist, Bowman's Market, The Tailored Look, Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Blesh Brothers Equipment in Odin, The Auto Clinic, Boyd Grain and Trucking, Odin Family Dentistry, Davies County Chamber of Commerce, Buchanan Mechanical, Davies County Right to Life, Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington, Jones & Sons Concrete and Masonry Products, and also Anna Lou Chapman, your RE/MAX broker in Washington. We now return to programming already in progress.